Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Chet Amud Bet, beginning our study of the 12th chapter of Masechet Zvachim. And in this parak, we are going to deal with those people who do not take part in the Korbanot in one level or another because of some unsuitability that they have. That will lead us to which part of the Korbanot are taken by which people, and on to related items as indicated in the introduction on the handout. Tful Yom Mechusar Kippurim. Now remember, Tful Yom and Mechusar Kippurim have the following in common. At this exact moment in time that they're classified as such, they're not able to partake of the Korbanot, but they will come to a position where they will be able to take part in the Korbanot very soon. As in a Tful Yom will be at nighttime, and Mechusar Kippurim could be even in a few minutes after he brings his necessary korbanot. A non-chokin b'kodashim l'chol ha'erev. They do not divide up korbanot during the day in order to eat them that night, even though they'll be able to eat them that night. Onein nogea ve'ino makriv. An onein, meaning somebody whose relative has died that day, there's a kohen, can touch a korban but can't offer the korban. Ve'ino cholek l'chol ha'erev. And he also does not divide up in order to eat that night, even though that night he is allowed to eat kodashim, as we will see in a protracted discussion we'll have about aninut, and of course anchored in the story of Aharon and his sons. Ba'alei mumin, people with blemishes, kohanim with blemishes, ben ba'alei mumin ofrin, ben ba'alei mumin kuin, whether the blemishes are temporary or permanent, cholkin v'ochlin, they can divide up during the day, they can eat korbanot, aval lo makrivin, they cannot do avodah. Kol she'eino ro'i l'avodah, eino cholek b'basar, which seems to go against what we just said about the ba'alei mum, but anybody who cannot do avodah cannot divide up the meat, v'chol she'eino b'basar, eino lo borot, same thing, anyone who does not get to have the meat to eat also does not get to take part in the distribution of the pelts for personal use. Pelts of the korbanot. Let's say somebody is tamei at the time of zrikat dam. He didn't even go to the mikvah, but he is, or he did. In any case, even though he's tahor, when the chalavim are burnt on the mizbeach, ain't no cholek b'basar. Why should a mama kriv et amar shlamim lo tiyeh shokem in the mana? The one who offers it gets the portion. And we'll see how that all plays out. Now, mana hanimili, what's the source of this? Which is a little bit strange because the Mishnah set up the source. Amar resh lakish tamar kra, hakohen machate ota yocholano. We talk about the korban chatat, the kohen who does the expiation, he eats it. Which is a little bit difficult because it's not all eaten up by one kohen who did the avodah. Uklalahu for mishmar kula, the kohanim of that entire week's mishmar, dein machatin, they're not working that day, v'ochlin, and yet they can eat from the korban. So ra'ui l'chitui kamino, we don't mean that he has to be the one who did the avodah, but one who could do the avodah. But Hare Katan, a minor, he's not allowed to do the chitui, he can't do the avodah, and yet he eats. What does yochlana mean? Yechalkena. It means he could take part of the division, and katanim cannot. So now we revise our wording of the rule. Somebody who is fit to do the avodah can divide up among the with the other kohanim. If not, not. Hare Balmum, with a Balmum, the Inner Uila Chitui Vacholek, he's not allowed to do any of the Avodah, and yet he divides up. Balmum Rahman Arabi, the Torah spread a wider net for the Balmum, and allowed him, because Kol Zachar Bakuanim, Lurabot Balmum, every Zachar gets to eat, that is including Balmum. Ve'ema Kol Zachar Bot Ful Yom, why don't we say it expands the Ful Yom? The answer is, Bistar, Balmum, Abadar Bui, Shekeno Chel, after all, Balmum can eat, so therefore he can divide up. The opposite of Tful Yom should be included. That night he'll be fully fit. The answer is Ashtami Alo Chazi. But right now, when the during the day, he's not fit. Rav Yosef Mar, he has a different take. You're saying that Yochlena in the Pasuk doesn't mean to eat, but it means to divide up. So let the Torah say that. So my yochlena, what is yochlena? I mean, shema mina ra'ui la'achila cholek, meaning somebody who's allowed to eat is cholek. Shema ra'ui la'achila ino cholek, if not then not. Which means, by the way, the katan is ra'ui la'achila, therefore is cholek, even though he can't do the avodah, and that's not the issue. Barish Lakish Balmum Vuhu Tameh Maushi Chalkulo. Let's say if a Balmum was Tameh Tumat Erev, that night he'll be okay. Can they divide up for him during the day for him to eat at night? Since he's anyways not fit to do Avodah, and the Torah anyways expanded for him because he's a Balmum, maybe it shouldn't make a difference. He has another problem of Tumah. Or maybe we'll take Rav Yosef's formulation and say, look, he has to be somebody who could eat. A Balmum could eat, but the fact that he's Tameh gets in the way of that. So what's the solution? Remember, Kohen Gadol does not have an Avilut. So he brings a Korban, he can offer it even though he's an Onen, on the day that his relative died, was buried. But he cannot eat that day as an Onen, nor can he divide up that day to eat that night, even though he won't be an Onen Doraita. So you see that in order to divide up, you have to be somebody who could eat right now, so that the Baal Mum was also Tameh, cannot be Cholek. Shmamina. Rav Shai asked the question. Tameh b'korbanot tzibur ma'oshi chalkulo. This is sort of the flip of the Kohen Gadol. Here's a guy who's Tameh, but it's a Korban Tzibur. Rov the Kohanim and Rov the Tzibur are Tameim. So therefore he can, Tameimate. So therefore he can do the Avodah. However, he can't eat. What if he's a guy who's going to be Tahor that night? Can they divide up for him, and then he'll eat that night? After all, this guy did the Avodah, so therefore he should get it. Or maybe we'll take Rav Yosef's formulation again and say, you have to be fit to eat right now. We use the same proof from the Kohen Gadol. You have to be somebody who can eat right now. Okay, onen nogea ve'eno makriv. The next slot in the Mishnah, second clause, was that an onen can touch korbanot, can't bring them. Onen nogea, u'rmini, onen v'chusar kippurim tzrichim tefillah l'kodesh. We have a rule that says that onen and v'chusar kippurim, back to him, need to go to the mikvah before they can touch any kodesh. That's very simple. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he did go to the mikvah, so he can touch it, even though he can't do the avodah. If not, then not. How does it help? This general question. How does it help for him to go to the mikvah? After all, he's an onen, which means he gets out of the mikvah, his aninut comes back. It's like going to the mikvah and holding a sheretz in your hand. An onen goes to the mikvah the minute he gets out, he's an onen again. So lokasha ada sachadate ada lo sachadate. It depends if he kept some vigilance and total awareness not to come into contact with tuma. Here's the issue: an onen is somebody who is not doing the avodah, and therefore he's not going to be as careful about touching things, about becoming tamei. And therefore, if he maintains vigilance and no hasachadat, we have to go to the mikvah, he does not have that prohibition. But if he forgets and doesn't pay attention, then we go back. So hasachadat, shlishushvi boy, but that's not true. If you're walking around the Yazara and you don't pay attention to what you're doing, you have to go through the entire 7-day tumat mei process, midurabanan. So it's not just a question of till the evening. So let's say there's a guy who's very vigilant not to come into contact with anything that had anything to do with a mate. He's not so careful about a sheretz. So Tommy Sheretz? Tommy Malyahu, what are you talking about? If a guy is a Tommy Sheretz, that's also Tommy. That's not something that's is our chaka. He can't touch anything. Harav Shemesh Bar, he has to wait until evening until he can touch anything. If you're a filu truma nami, and then it shouldn't just be kodesh, it should even be truma. He can't touch that. So Rav Yirmiyah Baomer Nishmartim the Rav Tam Eni Velo Nishmartim the Rav Posleini. Remember that to become invalidated from, let's say, kodesh, is one step down the ladder of tuma from becoming tamei, where you pass it further. You're at the end of the contagion line, if you will. So he says, if a guy says, I was very careful not to let anything touch me and not to touch anything that would make me tamei, but things that it would repulse me, I wasn't careful about. So mikra tiru talapalga, since when can you have halfway vigilance? You're careful about this and not that? The answer is in. Fatani over bright that says, Odeo asal al rosho. If a guy's walking around with a basket on his head, umagrefa betocho, which means he can't see it. And there's, let's say, a shovel or something in there. I was thinking about the sal. I wasn't paying attention to the shovel. Hasal tahor magrifat meya. The sal is tahor because you had it in your intention, paying attention to that, and the shovel's not. Ah, the titmah megrifah lasal. So why don't we say that the shovel is metame the basket? The answer is ain kli metame kli. One kli can't be metame another. Titmah mashe metocho. Why is it not metame what's in the basket? Amarava ba'omer shmarti amidavar metamav lo shmarti amidavar posla. And that's where we get it. That a guy could say, I was careful not to let it touch anything that would be metame it, but not from things that would even postel it. This whole discussion came to Rabbi Abba Memel. Amar Lahu, he said to the students, Lo Shmiya Lahu Had Am Rabbi Yochanan Am Rabbi. They didn't hear this thing that Rabbi Yochanan quoted in the name of Rabbi. Ochel Shlishishal Truma. If a guy eats something that's a third level vlad, that's post-apostle, but Truma, Asur Lachol Mutar Lingoa. He's not allowed to eat Truma, but he's allowed to touch Truma. What do we see from there? Alma ba'achila avud rabbanan mala minigelo avud rabbanan mala. We see something very simple. That when it comes to eating truma and eating kodshim, by extension, the rabbanan were willing to make a higher threshold and say you can't do it. But when it comes to touching, they didn't make that threshold. So therefore we understand why an onen can be nogea, even though he might have had hesachadat that otherwise would prevent him from having contact. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We're going to pick it up in the next podcast, continuing with our discussion of an onen, which will take us over several podcasts, and as I mentioned, take us into the sugya of Aharon and his sons. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.